Log Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Friday Night. This is a very special hour of Daytime After Dark because we have one of our favorite people on the show this week. And you know what? I'm going to try getting Kerrigan Dell back on Daytime, you know? You know, Daytime has room for her. And I think, you know, like Day, the Y&R of Borg could use her. Or even Zeno Hospital. So if you have any questions for Kerry, please call in to 347-850-8721. And if you just want to listen, that's fine. But if you want to ask Kerry a question, please press 1. Okay, here's Kerry, everyone.
Hi, Kerry.
Thank you, Carly. How are you?
Oh, great. Yes, I really, that's like 20 willies, when you're back in Daytime. I mean, you know, I was thinking about it because I was watching Days last night. I'm like, you know, Kerry could be on Days of Our Life. Then I was watching The New Hospital, too. And I'm like, oh, Kerry could be on that, too. And I could see you on Y&R. But I don't think I want you on B&B because it's only half an hour. So that means
okay.
You might get like 5 minutes of screen time every couple of weeks. But the other three is an hour. So, and I'm good luck. I got A. Martinez back in Daytime. You know, I'm getting my friend Zay Eddie Peck. I'm back in Daytime, and the soap gods finally listen to me. So
there you go.
I think it's time for you to come back in Daytime. Would you want to?
Sure, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Yes, okay.
You know, it's just sad because there aren't as many opportunities as there used to be. So, you know, it doesn't come up as often as it used to. But of course, I'm always open to go back. I have such great memories of doing All My Children and then Days of Our Lives, and it's such a great genre and a great genre for storytelling and women on television. And I'm always open to go back.
Well, yeah, because you know, people really, you know, miss you on there. And I was just, you know, thinking about it the other night. I'm like, Kerry needs to get back on Daytime, no matter what. So, yes. Oh, I could try and get you, like, if you cook a while, we could do, like, a cooking show, variety show for you.
I am a horrible cook, Carly. You don't want to do that unless it's what not to do. If you're doing a cooking show on what not to do,
awesome.
I would be amazing.
That would be really awesome.
I was literally just in the kitchen before I called in, and I cut my finger. I don't even know how I did it.
Because believe me, yeah. No, I don't cook either, okay? Because last night, I looked and I really didn't have any of my fridge. I'm like, crap. I mean, darn it, I'm starving. And I go in my freezer and these all these crab wonton things that I bought a couple of months back. I put them in the oven. And then I went on Twitter and I burned them. I burned my dinner last night. So. Yes, I get it, and, you know, I think my favorite thing in the whole wide world is takeout, because you can't screw up takeout.
No,
so,
you can't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving, or were you busy, or how was your Thanksgiving?
I did. I've been up in Canada, and in Canada, Thanksgiving is celebrated in October. So,
that's
right. So I celebrated then with my family, and so we had it a little while ago. But it just depends on where I am. I travel a lot, and this year I happen to be in Canada, so I celebrated in October.
In a way, that's great. A couple of months back, but I'm looking, people, but you do have Christmas in Canada, right?
Of course, yeah. Okay. And that's the same, yeah.
Oh, because I thought, the day after you guys have Boxing Day, or maybe that's England, but...
No, they have it in Canada too. Yeah, Boxing Day is a big shopping holiday.
So wait, you are in Canada. So did that mean if you were born in Canada, does that mean you still can vote here, or did you mistake to be Canadian, or do you do the whole America? Get you papers here, or did you not?
Oh, well, that's kind of complicated, but I am still a Canadian citizen. Yeah, I will maintain that.
Awesome. No, awesome. Only reason I say that, because then you didn't have to vote this year. And, that's great. But I lived in Canada for that one. I just thought of that. So what are you working on right now for everyone can know? Do you have any projects coming up, any movies, anything?
Oh, I do, absolutely. I have a brand new Christmas movie coming out Sunday, December 11th at 7 p.m. on Up TV with another daytime alum, Laura Bell Bundy from Guiding Light.
Okay, please tell Laura, if you talk to, I don't care when, please tell her, she has an open invitation, because I love her as an actress, but she was, she was also doing country music for a while.
Yeah,
and her song Drop On By, people Google it, it's the best song, it's the best video. See him be in the bathtub half of the video, and I love it. So, yes, please tell her. She is so welcome, and come on, because, so you got to work with her. So what is this movie about?
It's a romantic comedy, and it's really sweet, actually. My character is not sweet. I am a very bad girl, and I don't like Laura's character. Yeah, exactly. I don't like Laura's character. So it was fun to have a lot of laughs behind the scenes and then be really mean to her during our scenes. Although she did make it kind of hard because she's so sweet. We had a lot of fun making this movie. It takes place at a greeting card company, hence the name Seasons Greetings. And Laura is a longtime and very valued employee of this company, and she's a writer, so she actually writes the cards. And I'm brought in to streamline the company, which means I start firing people. So I'm not very well liked, and I have my sights set on Laura's character because, she's not at all what I think this company now needs. So I kind of go after her.
Oh, no, that's just going to get interesting.
Oh, it's good. It's really fun.
Oh my gosh, so Sunday night, people, December 11th.
Sunday, December
11th. Right?
Yep. Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday on the 11th. Yep, on Up TV.
Yeah, people, go to TVOs right now. No, don't leave the interview. After the interview, go set you TVO, DVR. I'm sure no one has VCRs anymore. So, go set you TVO or DVR. People, you need to see this movie. That sounds so much fun. I mean, I love Christmas.
It's really fun.
You know, I love
What's
that? I love
you do?
Christmas.
Oh, good.
Movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they're
I mean,
on a
like,
lot right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have like 3 or 4 of them, and two. That's always in my TiVo, and you know, I'm like thinking, oh, another one I have to watch. Awesome, but then, you know, I'm like, yeah, but I'm like praying that also the Brady Bunch Christmas movie comes on again because I love that Christmas movie you watch. And
uh-huh.
I've been looking for it everywhere. And then I'm like, oh, I might have to, you know, go buy it. But that's okay. Then I will have that forever. But,
mm-hmm.
So how long does, like, the movies take to do nowadays?
This one was shot in about 3 weeks, which is pretty fast.
Wow, that is.
Yeah.
Well, in a way, that's really good because then, you know, you can get, you know, in and out and, you know, it's really good because 3 weeks, then you're back doing whatever. So
mm-hmm.
you have this movie in the can. Is there any other projects you're going to try and get or do or anything?
I have a movie coming out next year, which is a really nice family movie. It's a sequel to a movie called Max that was out last year. I don't know if you saw that. Max is a special service dog in the Marines.
Oh,
and,
I think I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the sequel to that movie, and it's a lot lighter than the first movie. The first movie was pretty serious. This one's more of a family movie, and I play the First Lady of the United States, and Max comes to stay with us in the White House, and he saves us. So it's a really sweet movie, and it's a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know exactly when it's coming out next year, but it definitely is coming out in 2017, which is right around the corner.
Well, yes, and we will have you back on for that, don't we?
deal.
You know, because we want to promote your movie. That's what we do.
That's what you do. Thank
that
you.
Sounds fun, you know?
It is fun. It was really fun to work with the dogs and challenging, too, because, you know, they're not people and they can get distracted or we can, you know, disrupt what they're supposed to be doing. So you have to remember when they're on set not to play with them and to let them do their work. And
Yeah,
it's tough sometimes because you want to play with them, but they let us play with them when we weren't on set. And, you know, we got to know them a little bit better. There were 4 dogs in total, and each of them definitely had their own personality for sure. So it was kind of neat to get to know all of them.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that is so awesome. I love dogs. And probably I would get in trouble too because all I would want to do is pet them. And my cousin has a dog, Tyson. And whenever I'm there, I'm like, Tyson, come with me. And everyone went to bed. I always sleep on the couch beside them. There we come, there's the TV and whatever. And this is like 2-3 years ago when Soap Nab was still on there. And
mm-hmm.
I was watching the all the soaps from the day, and like I was watching a couple of all my children classics. And I go, Tyson, this is this person. This is this person. And if you see Elena Cassidine book, so like I was, you know, thinking the dog actually understood me, but I really think the dog kind of knew, you know, understood me. But yeah, I love dogs. Oh, I cannot wait for that movie. That seems like a really, really good movie.
It's really,
okay, well,
it's really fun. Yeah, you'll love it.
2017 is this around the corner.
It
is. So
it's
not that good. You know, I know we have calls, which is a nice thing.
Oh, good. Great.
Yeah, But I know you haven't been on the show in a while. And I am so, I mean, I've talked to Zayedi about this because he was also on my show. And probably, no, I don't think you guys were on at the same time. But or maybe you will. But, you know, about the passing of David Canary and also, you know, a month or two ago with Agnes Nixon and, you know, I mean, David was a year ago, but Agnes was like, you know, 2 months ago. How was it like? Did you ever get to meet her and how was it and everything?
I did, yeah. Agnes wasn't always with us on set, but there were a few times that she did come to visit us, and it was always a really special visit. You know, we all got really excited to have Agnes there. I mean, she created everything, you know, and is just such an icon in daytime, and is just was such a gracious, classy woman, you know, like she just carried herself with such grace. And you just wanted to pick her brain about everything, right? Like, I think we all just wanted to like have some time with Agnes. So it was really incredible to get a chance to meet her. And, you know, I think too, it was kind of magical for her to come to set because she could see all of us, everything come to life. And see how much fun we were having, you know. So I think it was probably equally as exciting for her as it was for us to have her there. But it was really quite an honor to be able to meet her a few times and to just really get her input and see her excitement about what we were shooting that day.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, when I heard that morning about her passing, I'm like, You know, even though it felt like really unexpected, even though I know she was, you know, older, but I'm like, oh gosh, I'm like thinking, oh, I wish she stayed around, then maybe she could have done a new soap or whatever. And, you know, and now the today we find out that ABC got All My Children and One Life to Live back because of the lawsuit.
I read that.
And I'm just, yeah, and so I'm like, oh, don't it? She's not here to see that, don't it? Well, she is in heaven to see it, so, you know,
that's
but,
right.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, since I don't think you could, I mean, you know, with Sky, the thing is, I don't know now, maybe you could go back to Zender and play Sky, if Robin Christopher doesn't want to do it for right now, because I think both of you did a great job as Sky, both, but you both put your own little touches on it. And I mean, I loved when you played Sky. You were so good. And I'm like, why did you have to leave for that? I mean, why did you walk away from, I mean, All My Children, or did, yeah, why did you walk away?
Because they wrote the character off the show.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have a say in that. They decided to write the character off the show, and it was really heartbreaking because I thought there was a lot more story to tell, and I know the fans were really upset that she was leaving. But yeah, they didn't ask me for my opinion. I just got a call that they were making the choice to have her leave town, and that was that.
Okay, because, you know, I've talked to, you know, several actresses who, you know, are back in your day, and a lot, you know, some of them wanted to, you know, get pregnant or whatever, and some of the, you know, headhunters didn't like that, so I thought, oh, no, they better not have done that to Kiri, too. And that's what I was thinking about. I'm like, you know, but yes, All My Children made a big mistake with that, and I think they knew it after they did it. And I think if it was, you know, if there was Facebook and Twitter then, I don't think you would have, you know, I don't think they could have got away with it. Because back in the day, we didn't have Facebook, Twitter, whatever. No one
right.
knew if someone was leaving until after the soap opera died this Saturday, so there was no way of whatever. But now, you know, everything sometimes gets leaked, and then you find that out. And so, yes, I still think, you know, yes, Zeno Hospital, if you're listening, bring Sky back as Carrie. Thank you.
Yeah. It would be really interesting to play her again because, you know, Skye's had this whole other life since I played her. And she's a Quartermain. Is she still a Quartermain? She's still a Quartermain.
Well,
is that what happened with it? I don't know. I didn't follow her all through the years. But, you know, it would be really interesting to go back and revisit that character because I've changed so much personally, and also that character has been through so much since I played her. But, you know, Robin's played her so beautifully and has definitely, you know, played her for much longer. But, yeah, I would definitely be open to that. I think it would be a really interesting, you know, thing to revisit after all
well,
these years.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and, you know, I mean, just, you know, I mean, did you and Robin ever meet at all? Because,
no, you know, I've never actually met Robin, which is funny. Our paths have never crossed.
Okay, that's another thing I have to work. See, I like bringing actors together, and I'm really good with that. So maybe I can do that because it's weird that, you know, I can do it. I can figure out how to do that. And, yeah, maybe one day I can get you both on the show at the same time. That would be a very interesting, oh my gosh, I should do that. Okay, we have calls that I don't want people to get mad at me because they will get mad at me, Carrie. They will, like, treat me. Why didn't you let me talk to Carrie? And I would go, because I forgot.
We better take some calls, Carly.
And by the way, my little host, Maggie, and my BFF, yes, Alan did make her an honorary Quartermain. So, yes, Sky is still like a Quartermain.
Thank you.
And your mother, you know, your real mother ended up being Linda Dano. That's who they finally, yeah.
That's
so,
pretty cool.
Just a little, you know, trivia.
I didn't know that.
So,
thank you for that.
Yes.
I always credit the fans with filling me in on trivia and family history. When I joined All My Children, Sky hadn't been on the show for about 6 years, I believe. And, you know, they gave me a little bit of history on her. But I, you know, went and asked David and I asked, you know, the people that had been there for so long and no one could really tell me much about Sky except for, you know, things I already knew. And it really was the fans that wrote me these beautiful letters and filled me in on the history of the character. And you know, back then, like you said, there wasn't Facebook, there wasn't Twitter, et cetera. So people would actually sit down and put pen to paper and write me these beautiful letters explaining the family history of my character. And they helped me much more than even the show did or the writers than, you know, of figuring out who she was. And I'm always been grateful to them for that because I don't know what I would have done. I guess I just would have had to make it up, but then I would have been wrong. So I got a lot of information from the fans when I started and you know, I learned firsthand how wonderful the daytime fans are, how loyal they are, and how much they know. You guys know everything. It's amazing.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yep.
You know, we know more than we should know sometimes, but really quick, so how did you like working with, you know, you worked with Haley. I mean, sorry, Kelly Ripa a lot, didn't you then? Because you guys
were
like sisters. Yeah, you were sisters. I mean, you guys didn't always get along. I mean, sometimes you did. And I always thought, you know, and Kelly has even said on, you know, Live with Kelly that she loved all my children and she was really upset when they went off. But she always said in interviews, she loved this guy and Haley relationship. So, and you guys did really good. I liked how you guys played on that.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. It kind of reminds me a lot of working with Laura Bell Bundy on this movie that's coming out because we laughed so much in between scenes and we goofed around so much. And then we would get on set and we'd have to be, you know, mean to each other or like disagree about things. And sometimes it was really hard because we got along really well. And we had a blast working together, almost too much fun at times, I think. Yeah, it was great to work with Kelly. And, you know, she and Mark were so welcoming when I first came on the show and really made me feel like a part of the family right away. And that meant a lot to me. You know, it's intimidating walking into a show like that with such a large cast, a lot of them having been there for many years. And people that I recognized, you know, and whose work I admired. So it really meant a lot to me because I knew I would be working with Kelly and Mark, especially. They really went out of their way to kind of give me some tips and show me the lay of the land. And we actually, at the time, lived very close to one another. So we would sort of, I'd run over to their place and we'd hang out and they sort of show me around the neighborhood and so forth. So it was great.
That's
awesome. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, I better take some calls. Let's see. 707, you on there?
Hello?
Yeah, you on there with Carrie and I.
Hey, this is Alvin George and stuff. Carrie, can we, what's her name? Is it Carrie? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Did you have any scenes with Marcy Walker on All My Children?
What was the question?
He wants to know if you ever saw Marcy Walker on All My Children, if you were there during that time.
Oh, my gosh. We worked a lot together, especially when I first came on the show because she was tied to Jonathan Kinder, who I was married to at the time. And the reason I was and how I got locked up in that crazy attic in that awful white nightgown is that I intercepted them. They were having a conversation and she pushed me and I banged my head on the desk and passed out. And that's how Kinder got me into the attic. And it was Marcy's character, Liza, that did that in a flashback scene. And I remember that very well because I actually got hurt during that scene. My foot slipped. We had rehearsed it with the stunt coordinator. And I was wearing sneakers because I wasn't in my costume. And I'm like, okay, great, I got it, you know. And then when we shot it, I was wearing like pumps with a leather sole, which are more slippery. And so when Marcy went to push me, my foot slipped and I went flying towards the desk, which I was supposed to do, but not at that velocity. And my neck snapped back when I hit the desk, which looked fantastic on camera, but I really like did something to my neck. So, yeah. So I remember working with Marcy very well, though that was not her fault.
Oh, that's great. Any more? Questions happen because I have a lot of calls, so yeah.
I don't have any more questions. I'm gonna go right now. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Seven 757, you on there?
Hello?
Yeah, you on there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Meredith Schroeder.
Hi, Meredith.
I follow you and friends you with you on Facebook. I just wanted to say hi and just wanted to tell you how inspirational you are. to a lot of people with your posts, and I appreciate you being a very classy and nice lady.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I appreciate all of you guys as well. You guys always keep me laughing, and you inspire me as well. So it goes both ways.
Well, that's nice. I was calling you because I was looking at on Facebook, and 1 year today you were on Supernatural.
Yeah.
And you did the unicorn scene, and I thought that was kind of funny. I was looking back. I'm like, has it been a year?
I know. It's gone by so quickly. It has been a year. And I remember I was so grateful when that finally aired because I had to keep that a secret for months, right? I wasn't allowed to say anything. And, you know, we shot it, and it was so funny to shoot, and we had so much fun. So I was so excited that it was finally airing and I could talk about it.
I know, because now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, my God, all the things they had you do with the unicorn blood and everything else.
You know, every time I go on that show, they have me do something very memorable. You know, the first time it was spiders, and this time it was manicorn blood.
Yeah, hopefully if they invite you back again, it won't be as messy or buggy.
Yeah, well, I think I would be disappointed if it was just a regular part. Like, I feel like now if I go, I have to do something pretty extraordinary to keep building on what I've done. Yeah.
And I was thinking maybe, you know, since you've got all the Supernatural fans following you, maybe now you can get all the Christian Caniacs fans following you. You got to do something with Christian Kane.
Maybe, yeah. Who knows?
I know. I'm like, you got all the Supernatural fans. You got all your soap opera fans. Now you got to go for the Christian Kane fans and do something with him on his new show.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Then you can have all these fans of all these different genres following.
It's true. Well, it's interesting. I've been blessed because I've worked in a lot of different genres because I have, you know, my horror fans and I have my daytime fans and then there's Supernatural and sci-fi and, you know, so it's fun to to talk to different groups of people, but you know, you guys, you SPN fans mobilize like no one I've ever seen. You guys are incredible. You guys are incredible, and you guys have shown me so much love over the last year, and I really appreciated it, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, thank you, and I hope you enjoy your Canadian weather. I hear it's snowing.
I know, right now, it's wet and cold. Just raining every day. Yeah.
Well, that was all I wanted to say, and thank you again, and you're very inspirational on your post.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for calling in. It's nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you, too.
Okay.
Okay, call again. Okay, so let's see. 317, you're on the air?
Hello.
317?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm looking for Carrie Ginzel.
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, this is John McLean.
John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. You're like a super poster. You are awesome.
Well, you make it easy to want to post your things. The previous caller is right. You're absolutely inspirational, and it's just a pleasure to follow you and be able to, you know, pitch in any way I can. So I wanted to take a moment and call in and at least say hello.
I'm so glad you did.
Do you have time for – well, the least I could do. I do have a technical question. I wonder if you had a minute.
Okay.
Okay. So now thinking of Kate Banks and Jackie Kennedy and recognizing recognizing you have to be true to the character, certainly. But
okay.
Is there a difference on how you prepare or any sort of additional responsibility when you play a Kate Banks versus a historic figure?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, especially someone as iconic as Jackie Kennedy, you want to do right by that person. You know, you feel a big responsibility to get it right. And I know with the scenes that we shot, especially the assassination, of just watching that footage and really just trying to get the essence of who she is and the way she moved in that moment and really do justice to her and you know, the heaviness of that scene. And with Kate Banks is my character from They're Watching, which was a comedic horror film that came out this year and is currently on Netflix. You know, I had free rein to do what I wanted. Right. And, you know, she was written as such a delicious, frustrated villain, I guess. You know, I mean, she's not actually really the villain, but, you know, you think that she is at the beginning, I guess. But, you know, I could just really go hog wild. And our directors, Jay and Micah, really let us ad-lib a lot and improvise on set. So really, they gave us a lot of leeway to do more than what was on the script, although what was there was great, and we used most of that. But it just really gave us a lot of freedom to play around within that in that world. And, you know, Kate was just such a loose cannon that it was so fun to go to work because anything went, you know, I could say anything, I could do anything. And, yeah. You know, it was just great. It was like therapy.
Well,
Jackie, not so much.
Well, yeah, I would think that you're kind of constricted. Yes, you have the responsibility, but when you have a character that's been portrayed so often, I would almost think it's kind of hard because you're going to be measured against, well, Natalie Portman has a character out right now that is Jackie. I would think a character like that is always going to be measured and never be, whether it was done 100 times or 1,000 times, and even if you nailed it perfectly, there's always the risk of the next edition of Jackie. Whereas with the Kate Banks, like you said, you got the ability and the freedom to create this person out of thin air.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's nothing to compare her to because she's an original character. So there's a lot less pressure in that respect. And what's fun about that is for the audience, they don't know what to expect. There isn't that anticipation of knowing who that person is. So that's really fun too.
Yeah, you don't have the element of, well, now they're turning into Dealey Plaza. I know what comes next.
I know.
With
like,
Kate Banks,
turn around.
Really didn't
this isn't good. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I did.
And there is the pressure because, you know, that scene has been shot so many times and, you know, it was done so well in the film. But and it was quite eerie, you know, even to put that suit on. I remember going in for my fitting and seeing the pink hat sitting there and the suit, and I put it on, and the wardrobe for Watchmen was a warehouse, and I'm not kidding. It was a warehouse, and it was sectioned off by decades, right? Because the movie spans so many decades. And I came out with the suit on, and everybody stopped working and turned around and just stared at me. And I didn't even have, you know, the wig and the anything, right? I just came out and everyone just went, oh my gosh. You know, it just, there's just so much weight to that paint. We all know that suit and what that represents. And so, yeah, that was the second time that I had that on.
But you become an embodiment of an iconic image, and that's got to be an opportunity, I would think, as an actor, but also kind of, and I don't know that limiting is the right word, but certainly an additional responsibility to get it absolutely right. So.
Yeah, as best as you can. Yeah, you absolutely want to. And, you know, I did watch a lot of, you know, you're blessed in a way that she was covered so much through the media that there is an abundance of videos and things to watch of her, so you can kind of get a sense of how she moved and how she talked and, you know, just how she navigated through everything. And you know, that was a blessing. But yeah, I did feel a big responsibility, even though it's just sort of quick moments at the beginning of the film. You want to get it right.
I do appreciate you taking my call, and I certainly enjoy you.
Call again. Don't worry.
Well, I most certainly will. Thanks to both of you. Have a good night.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Gary. Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Okay, so let's see. David, you're on.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Carrie, David loves you. He loves you. He said, you need to get Carrie back on the show. And I go,
I know. He'd messaged me. I know he had messaged me, and I said, well, Carly already beat you to it. You had already asked me.
Oh yeah, okay. I watch 88 Minutes. I loved it. What was like working on that film?
88 Minutes was a lot of fun. It's actually on, I think, in the wee hours of this morning. It was incredible. I got to work a lot with Neil McDonough, who's a fantastic actor.
Yeah, I agree.
And like so good that I know that he's guilty because I've read the script, but he's so good and he's proclaiming his innocence in one of the scenes that and even in the moment I was like, I don't think he did it. Then I'm like, wait a minute. Of course he did it. You know he did it.
Yeah, true.
That's how smooth he is.
Yeah, I agree.
A fantastic actor and a wonderful, wonderful man. And we had so much fun working together. And I was supposed to work with Al Pacino. And unfortunately, at the time, Neil's wife was very, very pregnant with their first child. And so he had to keep leaving. We shot it in Vancouver. He had to go back to Los Angeles to be with his wife. And so everything kind of got moved around. And I didn't end up actually getting to do scenes with Al. So in the movie, he calls in when I'm live on the air. But so that was a disappointment. But it still was a lot of fun to shoot.
Yeah, great movie. I watched it, yeah. Also, what was David Canary like? Can you tell us something about him that we don't know about?
Oh, gosh. David was just a wonderful man. I mean, I've said this many times. You know, he was my New York dad. He really he watched out for us. You know, he and Kelly as well. Like he would check in. His dressing room was across the hall from mine, and if we didn't work together for a little while, he'd knock on my door and just check in on me. And gosh, it just would always make me smile. You know, it's like, oh, you know, my dad is in Vancouver, so my dad was very far away from New York, and it just, I think it made my dad feel better too, knowing that I had like another dad watching over me in New York. But he was just such a wonderful man to work with, and we really got a chance because of especially the Sky and Adam relationship. We really got a chance to talk about our relationships with family members, with loved ones, and you know, really get to the meat of everything. And that's why during a lot of those scenes when they go head to head and they're really emotional with each other, they were hard to do sometimes because we knew so much about each other and we knew how to push each other's buttons. And especially my character, you know, as Sky, you know, she would do that. But I have to say the very last scene that I shot with David was Sky going and packing up her things in her room, and Adam comes in and she says, Dad, I'm leaving town. And he says, no, I need you here. Which is all she's ever wanted to hear. And I lost it. I remembered getting emotional and crying and during the scene, and we, you know, we did it and we kept going, and it was the saddest thing to walk out of that set knowing I was never going to work with David again. And that was our rehearsal, and they shot the rehearsal, and they were like, cut, that was great, moving on. We never shot it again, What aired on TV was the rehearsal.
Oh my God.
And then I really started crying because I thought I would get another chance, right? Like I thought, because I was like, oh no.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought we were going to do it again. And they were like, no, we loved it. We'll move on. And I just remember standing there and staring at David and crying. Now I'm getting emotional, but yeah, he was a really, really wonderful man. And, I got to see him a few years ago in LA for the All My Children rap party. He was there with his wife, Maureen, and, you know, it was really nice to sit down and, you know, check in with my New York dad.
I got one more question. You was on Smallville. One of my favorite shows, Smallville. What was like appearing on that, Smallville?
I was on Smallville, yeah.
I remember.
How did you like it?
Oh, my gosh, it was great. I got to work with all the hunky guys.
It was
pretty funny. My character literally worked with all the men on the show. It was like one after another in each scene. I was like, this is great. I had a lot of fun on that. It was great to be a part of that universe and be in that world. And like I said, I got to work with so many of the cast in that one episode.
I remember.
It was with Tom Welling. I got to work with Justin Hartley. Mm.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Sorry.
And
he's hot. Sorry.
The whole cast is hot.
Yes.
Okay.
It was a really fun episode to shoot.
Okay, well, thanks for answering my questions.
You bet. Thanks, David.
Of course, David. Okay. I'm going to bring Bobby on in a second. But you know what? When you were talking about having all the guys on, like, on that movie. You know, I can relate in a way, now that I'm an actress, but see, my goal is I have all the hot guys from daytime, primetime football, you know. That is, okay, that is not the main reason I sell the soap, people, but it's the perks of it, like, you know, Zay Eddie, Amy Martinez, Christoph, you know, Christoph especially. I call him my TV husband. And he didn't know I called him that until he came on my birthday show, and my wonderful surrogate mother and host Maggie just had to tell him. And he loved it. So, yeah, you know, it's just like I did it. I mean, with you in Smallville, with all the hot guys. And every time I have one of my hot guys here, I have to remember, I can't flirt with them. I really want to flirt with them. It's like, and, you know, you working with Justin Hartley is so unfair. I mean, it's great, but unfair.
Chris,
in my book, oh.
Hello?
Yes. David, I'm going to bring Bobby on before Bobby kills me.
Oh, okay. We don't want that.
Okay.
Hi, Bobby.
I'm sorry about that. I was just going to say, it's kind of funny, Carrie, that you would be Sky, because you miss Justin Hartley's fiance by maybe 15 years. Chriselle Stout with Amanda all the time on All My Children. You missed her by 15 years. But anyways, I wanted to say, it would have been great to just see you as Sky over on One Life to Live get at it with Cassie. And I know that if ABC reboot and bring back One Life to Live and All My Children, and they send Sky to Landview, and Cassie somehow can work out a deal with Days to split between Days if she comes back permanently and that show, or work full time on One Life, that would be an interesting thing because of the whole Blair and Sky rivalry that I've seen over the years with Robin and Cassie.
Right. That would be so fun.
Yeah, but I want to ask you what was it like working with Katie McClain? Because she's a great actress and now she's a director and everything, and she have done great on three different soaps in the past 25, 30 years. What was it like working with Katie? Hello?
Carrie?
Yeah, Katie McClain.
No.
Carrie?
Okay. Wow, no.
I'm sorry.
Okay, calm down. Super, call back in.
It wasn't me.
What?
It wasn't me. I was just asking her questions about what it was like to, for her to work with Katie McClain.
Oh, yeah. There she is.
To work with who?
Katie McClain with Dixie.
Oh, I didn't really work with Katie.
No,
oh, really?
Bobby.
Yeah, she was around a little bit while I was on the show, but our characters never interacted at all. But she wasn't around all that much during my stay in Pine Valley, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
because I would have loved to have worked with her.
Yeah. And you got a chance to work with Kelly. Has she ever invited you back onto her show, maybe guest host for the day, or maybe consider maybe being a partner for her show and event that she's looking for a permanent partner?
No, I haven't been invited, but it would be really fun to be on.
We Kelly and see if we can make it happen.
There you
yeah.
go. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Kelly for a while.
Right, I don't know if television is ready for another Gallup chat after we have the view and the talk and the reel on. I don't know if it's ready for the Kelly and Kerry show.
Oh, no, I would do it. Guys, I would go. If I had a lot of money, I would just get it and do it. And, yeah, if I won the lottery, I would do that, Bobby, don't worry.
Back in the All My Children days, the hair makeup room kind of was the Kelly and Kerry show.
but you were thinking 10 years before Kelly would entertain us in the mornings with Regis, Michael, and
I know.
You were thinking 10 years prior to that. Plus,
I wasn't surprised when she got that job. I remember saying that to her because, you know, Kelly. Who she is during the host chat portion of the show is really who she is, and that's who she was when she would come into work, and we would all want to talk to Kelly about what she had done, and she wanted to know what we had done, and it really was like that. And so when she got that show, I just said, it doesn't surprise me. Like, you are a natural.
Right, I agree, and she's a pro, and I think when she worked with Regis, not much with Michael because his schedule with Fox Sports, with Sierra Sunday morning football show and GMA that was just kind of like, and the pyramid that was kind of like putting his toe to the point that he decided to just go out on his own, where Kelly would just hold the fort down like she did when Regis left. So, but at least she had credited herself with a couple of Emmys for her talk show as opposed to her acting, because I know she was nominated for several Emmys but lost out, because I think she lost out to I think Heather Tom 1 year and Marla West another year in the Emmys for Young and Supporting Actresses back in the late 90s, early 2000s, if I remember.
Right.
But what time is your Hallmark Channel movie is tomorrow afternoon? Because I saw a little bit of it while I was reading through your tweets, because I just friended you as a Twitter follower.
Yeah, I have one that's on, I don't know what area code you're in, but it's on at 1.
I'm on the East Coast.
You're on the East Coast.
In North Carolina.
So there's, I know, I've got a few on, actually. I've got one at 1 a.m.
I don't think I'll be up
this
that
morning,
late.
And then I've got another one on at 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Well, you know, the good thing is I got to call up with all my soaps, so I probably might be able to catch that 1 p.m. show.
There you go.
Well,
that's actually
a
really great movie. It's called The Wishing Tree.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, Bobby, do what I do. I record all night long. I mean, when I fall asleep, I'm like, oh, let me see what movie I can, you know, so do that. But, Bobby,
Carly, before I let you bring on Maggie, I think it would have been great had I got an HBO with all those movies, but that's for a different show. Anyways, you can put me on hold and then bring me back on after.
Okay.
But you have a good night, Carrie.
Thank you. Thanks, Bobby. Great talking to you.
All right.
Right. He was my favorite person in the whole wide world.
Hi, Gary. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hanging in there. Thank you. I love you when on TV with our soaps, and I want to let you know you have a daughter. Sky does.
Yes.
Oh.
You
she
have
had a baby girl with
Alcazar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
New information.
She did with Alcazar. She did with Ted King. And if the
yes.
sugar Ted King up here, and he's hot. So,
yeah. So
yes,
I'm great. Thinking.
You guys are great.
And we all, see, yeah, Maggie and I together, you know, I'm just waiting for us to, you know, end up in jail together or something. That's going to happen one day. I know it. But, yeah, and Maggie was the one that texted me about that. You steal a quartermain.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So, you're Sky quartermain. You're Sky Alcazar quartermain.
Right. Mystery solved.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mystery solved.
There we go.
So.
I love it.
You would be delightful.
I can't get it wrong.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, have you done your Christmas shopping? Really quick, you started?
I haven't even started. I need to start. It's December. It always sneaks up on me somehow. But now it feels like Christmas. I kind of got to get started.
Well, no, I was hearing the same thing to Maggie because I went out today for a little while and got some stuff, but I'm like, I'm too tired to finish. And Maggie goes, calm down, you have 24 days.
22
but
days.
But the thing is, I know we have 24 days, but they are always sneaking up on us. Like, you know, I tell myself every year, I'm going to be organized. I'm going to be organized and do it, and then I wait till the last moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm usually not doing it the last moment, but, yeah, I probably should have started already. Now I need to get on it.
Before the
well,
snow comes
yeah,
down heavy.
And, well, what, Maggie?
Before the snow hits your heart.
Oh,
Canada.
She was saying the snow in Canada?
No, I'm in Vancouver, and it doesn't typically snow a lot.
Oh.
It does up in the mountains, but not really in the city so much. It just rains a lot. It sometimes will snow a little bit, but it doesn't usually stay very long. But there's probably a good amount of snow up in the mountains. I haven't seen them for a while because it's been raining and so you can't see them. But, yeah, we just get a lot. It's like Seattle. We get a lot of rain here in Vancouver.
Right now today, Carrie, is that all it was doing was raining all day, like the whole day. And I'm like, hey, I'm done with you, Wayne. You need to go back somewhere. And I want snow. I'm weird. I would not mind the snow. And everyone around me in Seattle is like, okay, you are really sick in the head for wanting snow. And I'm like, but I have a good reason for it because if it snows, I will be just relaxing, really cussing up on snows. And then my grandma might not be able to come for a couple of days. See, and I hang out a lot. So I'm like thinking, if it snows, she cannot come over because my mom and dad doesn't want my grandma driving in the snow. I mean, she's 89. And I just had to bust her the other day, Carrie, for talking on her cell phone. Why driving that 89-year-old that I had to bust for that? I'm like, grandma, that's what teenagers do. And so, yes, I had to have I talk with it because she thinks every time the phone rings, regardless what she's doing, she has to answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Grandma, there's a voicemail. That's what it's called. People will leave you there, and if you have trouble accessing it, I can do it for you. But do not talk on your cell phone while driving because it's very, 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 very dangerous. And
right,
yes,
right.
Yes. In Canada, Carrie, do they have the same rules about the cell phones? Oh, has it not been law yet in Canada about, talking on your cell phone in Canada while driving? Are you allowed to or not?
No, you're not. You can only hands-free. It's the same.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool.
Yeah. You gotta play by the rules.
Well, yes, and remember, I don't know if you like football. Me and I love football. The Seahawks are playing this week, people. And after last week, we need to kick some butt. I mean, Sunday, I was so mad after the game. I was, like, throwing things. And, you know, because if my team doesn't win, I'm not happy. And Maggie's from Chicago. So since the Bills are not doing good, you know. But, okay, Carrie, I know. You know, yes. Yes,
okay.
I know we all have to go, but I know I'm bad. But, yeah, we will love to have you on. Next time, let us know when ever you're doing a movie, a TV show, or anything. We would love to promote it. And
oh,
thank
you.
David, if we don't, David, David's going to kill us. So... that really, you just have to be on.
Yes. Well, everyone definitely should tune in for the new movie, Season's Greetings, December 11th, 7 p.m., Up TV, myself and Laura Bell Bundy, and a really great, great, great cast. Really fun holiday movie, and I am really bad. Very bad girl.
So, I can't help
it. But so much fun.
Hanging around with Elcazar.
So much fun.
Okay, well, have a great night. And please keep in touch and let us know if you need to come back for, like, another interview for a new movie.
I will definitely do that. Thanks for having me on again.
Okay,
and thank you
have
to everyone
really
who called in. Yep. Thank you to everyone who called in tonight. Have a great, great weekend, and we'll talk again
you
soon.
Too.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Okay, people. That was Carrie Kinzel, and
great interview as always, and thanks for having me on.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey,
I'm
and
Bobby.
I got your picture.
Here's David.
Thank you. Hey, I got your picture, Maggie, just a minute ago. I loved it. Thanks for IMing it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you.
What was that? So, boys, have you started your Christmas shopping?
I'm just done everything. I just got finished getting gift cards for everybody in my family and friends. Just today, and I got back home from doing a little shopping in Smithfield yesterday, where I got some stuff for my roommates for Christmas. So we got a little Christmas party coming up in a couple of weeks, and I want to just be sure to pass along the gifts to all my friends and families.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Mr. Organized. Very good, Bobby.
Yeah,
and
well,
I just got and when I got home today, before I turned on Days of Our Lives, I was unfortunately didn't get a chance to watch General Hospital live at 3:00 because I was just busy putting up my Christmas tree and Christmas ornaments that my mom left me in a bag. So by the time it was about 4:00, I just ended up just turning on DVR and watching today's Days, which I won't give away anything to you, Carly, unless you happen to have seen it live.
No, I went shopping. I went to Target.
I'm in earlier.
Huh? Yeah, I went to Target, and I actually went to the grocery store today, so, yes, and they actually have my salami in, so I don't have to, like, kill the manager there. No, I would never kill a manager, but, no, I'm almost done with my Christmas shopping. I'm almost done. See, with me, it's hard because I have 11 nephews and nieces. You know, well, I have it with only 8. And then my mom, my brother and my sister-in-law adopted my niece tomorrow, who's 24. And then I have my other little dude, Zayden, who's my cousin's little boy. I mean, not little anymore. He's 15. So, yes, I have all that. And I agree with you, Bobby. Gift cards all the way to go. I totally agree with you.
Right. Especially if you get them from convenience store, because I think in our region we have, like, Speedway, which is more popular up north and in the Midwest. I don't know if you got one in Chicago. But I don't know if David has one down in Florida. But they're more popular up in New England and the Midwest. There's this place called Speedway, and they got some good gift cards, and you get bonus points for it. So I've been literally saving up my bonus points so I can get my Visa gift card so I can add it to the total so I can go to this Days fan event in Charlotte. And I'll tell you, since the last time we talked, that they have, I think, Brady's coming, Chloe's coming, and Chad's coming.
Okay,
and I got
David.
And I got $71 saved up.
Hi, Paul, coming? Is Christopher Sean?
I don't think Paul or is coming. I kind of put that in the wish list. I wanted just Paul or to come. I actually wanted, since Chad is involved in this love triangle, to have either Gabby or New Abigail come. But that's okay. In fact, as I was telling David last week on Thanksgiving Day, that would be a good bucket list to have if you can have either Camille on the show or have Marcy Miller on the show anytime soon. I know that Camille Bennis is a local girl for David, having grown up down the road from where you are in Miami.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and
let's use that angle. David lives in Florida, right? And she comes from Florida. Use that maybe for an angle. That we're really, local girl that you want to promote or something? Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sounds like you could work it. I got to think about it. My head's full.
Bobby, you're putting a Christmas tree up. I'm really proud of you. I don't even have the energy to do it with you. And it's just me. So even if I want to, I don't see the point because it's just, long and tedious and, and really,
messy.
And messy and whatever. I have a fake tree.
Yeah,
because
just be lucky that you don't have that Charlie Brown Christmas tree that was in that Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Oh, that's
if we could go back to our childhood, if you know what I mean.
I had one of those.
I've seen that special every year since I was born. I probably know the whole words to that Christmas song or have the Charlie Brown Christmas theme song playing in my head.
Okay, Bobby, if you find me, if you find out, David, if a Very Brady Christmas is playing anywhere this year, you need to tell me because I really want to see that. I probably have to break down and buy it now, but, I love it. And, I still cannot believe, we were off on holiday when Thursday, Thanksgiving, I was shocked.
Right, because when I heard about this Friday morning as I was getting ready for a football game Friday morning. I was like, tell me this is not one of those fake websites just trying to trick us again. And then Friday night when I got back from the football game, Fidel Castro died, and this was more bigger news for David with the Cuban population down where you are in South Florida, David, than anywhere else in the United States with Fidel Castro dying. And I thought to myself, is this for real, or is this something that the government of the United States trying to put on us as a joke to make the Trump supporters just feel sorry for what they did after the election? And when I found out it was for real, I just thought to myself, and saw the pictures of the people in Miami celebrating, I thought to myself, what in the world these people are doing? I mean, I know these are people that have to flee Cuba because of Fidel's reign of terror, but I understand what Barack and Raul was trying to get as far as renegotiating negotiations between the two countries that haven't been done in 50 years. But
well, true, but David, I mean, Bobby, is the point was Fidel, whatever his name, Castro, whatever. In my mind, he was a dictator. He was not a very good man. I could understand why people are angry, and they are happy that he's dead.
But he was threatening to blow up half the United States by launching missiles with the Soviet Union back in the 60s, and if it weren't for Kennedy trying to start, it would have been easily in World War III right now, and the situation in the Middle East that we have would have been World War IV right now.
Yeah, and you know, my dad grew up in Holland and Indonesia. You know, his family got kicked out of maybe it was a Holland first or Indonesia. Okay, it was one of them. They got kicked out, and then they had to go there, and then they got kicked out of that. Because the government was so shitty, then excuse my friends, and then Australia people came and said, "Oh yeah, we will sponsor you guys, but we will only sponsor the blonde hair and blue eyes of my dad's grandfather, and but not his wife or my dad or whatever." So then they went to Oregon. They got sponsored, and you know they got in a boat, and then they went to the place, the Ellis Island, and then they came over.
I know what you mean, Carly, and this kind of go back to what was going on at the time with what the Vietnamese were suffering with war there, and the Cambodians with the situation there, where they all immigrated to the United States to try to get freedom, and. And going back to, and this is almost similar to Cuba with what we saw with Cuban and Haitian refugees going to Miami to escape freedom and dictatorship of both countries, especially with the situation that Cuba was in during Fidel Castro's reign.
Added notes, Christopher Sean, I was on Hawaii 5-0 tonight. Gabriel, is anybody like Waterfall? Yes.
Wait, is that a new one?
No, it's a rerun. But
what I wanted to ask you. Is Blue Blood a rerun?
I think it is. Didn't we look that up? Oh, I already got Carrie Dunn while we were talking. I got her movie set. I recorded it twice just to make sure I get it. 226.
Speaking of Christopher Sean, I think Sonny and I don't know, once Christopher Sean carries on dates, Paul needs to actually take their relationship to another level and just Sonny, it's been a year since Will died. Unless he's coming back from the dead, I think you should get over it and just move on with Paul.
I agree with you, and you know, I mean, it would be different if it was
Sansu Massey, but I didn't like the old one.
The second one.
Yes.
I love the two of them.
Guy Wilson.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, Carly, even before, did you ever have Guy Wilson when he was on Days as well? I know it was hard to get Days people on, but did you ever attempt to maybe invite him to come on to the show to talk either now or back when he was ill?
Because
when I was on a couple of other shows that Guy Wilson was being interviewed where they took guest callers, they never got to me. So this would be a good idea to actually talk to him.
But you guys, listen, I love you boys. I think we should end it before Block Talk ends us for the night.
I hate when they do that.
Yes, and
I just want to leave you with one thing that I learned that I think is going to happen on Days, as far as this whole four-way love triangle that's going on between Chad, Gabby, Abigail, and JJ. I think right now, once Abigail show her face to Chad, and Gabby will probably come after her. And as much as I love Gabby, I don't want to see Psycho Abigail or Bad Girl Gabby. Because this is going to end up, as far as a fight goes, the same way that we saw Ben and Chad go at it over Abigail about a year ago. This is going to end up almost in the same way. And except from a female side.
Well, yeah, but we will talk about that all next time, guys, okay?
Okay. But anyways, you all have a good weekend. I'm going to try to see if today's GH is on demand, since I accidentally deleted that when I deleted today's Days after it ended today. And I'm going to just sit back and watch that and maybe watch the other week's shows. And other than that, you all have a great weekend. And I'll try to watch Carrie's movie tomorrow afternoon if I get a chance. If I don't get college football.
You can be that man.
Yeah, and that's the one due summer 11. Okay, night, guys.
Good night. Have a good night, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.